course, but I can't tell you for sure. But we have only two cars, and those who were here came. And you see now, that is something which Gisela Max, Gisela doesn't like so much if I tell, but you see at that time, Max and Gisela were very much always like this. They also used to visit, but that you mustn't tell anyone. They used to go to the spiritists and, and you know, go to other masters and you know, they, that what Prabhupada says, you should go only, you shouldn't contact another master. That they, at that time, they didn't realize, you know. And also even I found our letter, but that I say after, hello, did you have a rest?
Yeah.
It's organized. And I asked Hedy, I talked to Hedy and she thought it would be good if we took her house. And adjoining to her house like this was the house of a Professor Eschmann. And he was of a spiritual thing called Eranus. And he had to go to a some meeting somewhere. So his house was free, so he could hire his house. And now in that last report with Gisela wrote, but I criticized, you know, I'm very frank that way. I don't mind if people get hurt. I say it nicely, but if they say something which is not quite, which I find, I say it because it's not, it doesn't matter if they're angry with me because if it comes on spam. So, she said in Hedy's house, but hey, it was all surrounded by a park. You saw it maybe in the photos. But this side of the house was this Professor Eschmann. There was here a little, like a veranda underneath and the top, and then here was the house where Hedy lived. And in this house, the women lived, and Baba had downstairs the room, and the man lived a few houses further from a man, which that's correct. What he said, but in this house, at the down rooms, Baba had no sons.
The rooms were in the professor's house.
Yes, in the professor's, not in Hedy's house, but
so what's the professor's name?
Eschmann.
So it was actually connecting to her house.
Yes, you see, it was, the house was built like this. And here was sort of a passage underneath and a terrace. And this house, it had all two floors. Okay. It was Hedy's, and this was Professor Eschmann, and all around there was a wall and a lovely big trees, which you see in that photos. And here, that down, middle down room, Baba had his special room here. And we were in this house.
So this professor wasn't there?
Wasn't there, no. But this was furnished, and we had his rented house. It was in the same compound, but it was not actually Hedy's house herself.
But you and Marilyn.
We stayed all here. We stayed all, because that house was quite big. And you see Gisela with her chair. Now when Gisela and Max was still in Zurich, I used to talk a lot to them. And you see, in one way they were, you know, they were always a little bit like this. And of course, but this is not one mustn't blame, because you know, you don't know somebody's karma or somebody's connection or what they have to work out. So at least then I said if Gisela couldn't come, and I said it would be a chance to be, because usually people only can come for a darshan. They can't stay with Baba. It doesn't even cook for the Baba and the group and everything. So then I asked if she couldn't come, as it was holiday time, and come and cook for Baba. But she said she had to bring her children along. And Max, I said he could bring the mandali. And he came by train after Stana, and we had rented, and Arend was then moving out because he had lived with Eddie. He moved out to that other house, which was rented of a man, Mr. Hoffman, who rents houses in that place. We stayed in Hedy's house, Baba stayed in Professor Eschmann's house, but in the same compound, and the man stayed in the other house.
So Hedy would drive Rano and Merrick and go there.
No, because Hedy had only that very small car, which you
driver,
see that the driver, and he used to carry Baba like this. We used to call him the bear, because he was, you know, he was such a good natured, a bear, yes. He was such a good natured man, and the way, you know, hairy like this. And you see, we had the two drivers to drive down, but the other driver we sent back and only have him come again to drive to Geneva.
Right. So, the driver would take Rano and Mara and Geller to the doctor.
Yes.
Why did Mara have to go to doctors here when she had already been to so many doctors in America?
No, but they still had to attend to the wound, you know, because it hadn't been, she had a small thing, because it hadn't quite healed, and it was, after all, it's dangerous here.
Mm-hmm.
But and you see, if it's Baba's wish, you even she had more from the bill I have. She had more. No, she had more consultations with the doctor than Baba. Yeah. I've seen it in the bill that she had more often to go than Baba himself. Maybe he had to renew this, or I don't know. Yet I don't remember. And yet now, one thing, you know, Meiji and Adi had to leave earlier. Did you know that?
I don't know, like I said, I've only done up to the new life. Yes.
Well, they had to leave earlier back. And they told me, look here now, Irene. You see, with Baba, you always used to sometimes do tricks like they used to take big cups if they have one cup, or Gani used to make a big cigar. Instead, because Baba said one, or if one cup of tea, take a mug like this, you know, until Baba caught you. And so they said, look here, Irene, you arrange, because that driver would drive them to Geneva, to the airport. We would like to buy some jewelry for our ladies. You know, they were rich men, Soros and Meiji, and they wanted to bring some Swiss watches or something. But I don't know why Locarno has exactly the same shops as Zurich and Geneva. So I don't know why I didn't tell them go. With Max, he could show you the shops. You could go there with him. But I don't know why I didn't think of that. So they said I should arrange with the driver that they should be some hours earlier in Geneva, because Baba said, you know. And then I told the driver, look here, now I don't want to get into this, but you just tell it takes this and this hours, but this gentleman wants still to buy something in Geneva, so a few hours they have to have. So then they left, you know, and Baba didn't say a word. No, Baba didn't say, oh, you have to leave later. He said, all right, you leave. And you know, when they were on the top of that Simplon Pass, the same place where I've taken that photo, which looks like it has a balloon on it. Yeah. But that balloon wasn't a balloon. It was an accident in the photograph. So we made, after we decided if it would have been a sort of a balloon, yeah, you know. Yes, but but on that spot up there on the height of the Simplon Pass, a stone went into the crossbar of the car.
Oh my God.
And so somebody came and they could remove it without being hurt, and they just arrived at the airport. Did you hear that before? At the airport, so that they could take their luggage and board the train, and off they went. No jewels and no trinkets for their wives. That man, after when he came back, he said, "Your Baba, he is a clever master." He said that, but you know, they boarded the plane, but they didn't get their trinkets and anything.
Did you take any other outings besides to Maloja?
Yes, I tell you. We went to Maloja. And now the thing was about this visa, but I think this you might hear in this, read in those books, in the accounts. You see, you only get one visa. I told it on the tape in Myrtle Beach.
You had to tell me a little bit, you had arranged their visas?
Yes, but you see, they only said it was still aliens, you know, so shortly after the war, even it was still difficult. They wouldn't be able to go to Italy or so. And I knew we wanted to go to this lake. There was those Borromean islands. They're lovely islands with castles and a beautiful chateau and, you know, with gardens and peacocks. And I knew Baba wanted to show the girls something. So I knew, and then also going to Geneva, I would have to, not to make a big turny round, I would have to, from Hades space, go into Italy, from Italy go back into Switzerland. So that means two visas, in entry and exit. And to Maloja, we had to need four, because we had to cross from Switzerland to Italy, from Italy to Switzerland and back. No, yes, we had to go in and in the return, because if you had to make a big, because the mountains, you can't go where it's so high. So I knew there we had to need about so many visas twice to go back with them forward. And then to go, to leave for Geneva. And then Baba wanted also the girls to go to the Borrow, to Stresa, Ponte Stresa. This is at the bottom of the lake, you know, when Locarno is here, and here on this valley is Solduno. And then a little further down, just two, three village further, is Italy. The same lake. And so to go to these islands, we had to go into Italy again. So because they were Germans, Americans, Italian, any or English, all different, and they had to have visas. So Barbara only said on Friday, I think, so I telephoned them on Saturday, they are closed. So they let me come, and I made my, I still know the dress. I wore a green dress with sort of orange apples, you know, like this on it. And then I left my hair open because Italians are, you know, they are very, they fall on women, you know, they like women if they look nice. And so I made myself nice, and the dress was a little bit cut, and I made my hair look nice, and made myself, because I thought I must get these visas. And then they said, well, but I said, look here, I must have these things. We must go. They sent somebody on Saturday. I went, and I think it was on Sunday we made the trip. And so, then they wanted only to give me one visa in and out. I said, but you see, I need even to go to Italy, to go from here to Sweden to my lawyer and to come back. I go twice in and out. And then afterwards, and then I said, look, yeah, I must have 6 visas in each part, in each passport. And first they also said the people would have to come themselves. I said, that's not possible. And so, you know, they gave me 6 visas at a time in one at one time in the passport for those who need it. I didn't need, Swiss people didn't need, but those foreigners needed. And so we could go. And you know, at the frontier, they looked at us because they thought Barbara is important. But they thought we were, you know, something very high, that we had 6 visas in one time in one passport. And they gave it to me. But of course, it was Barbara turning the key, because otherwise they wouldn't give me. The same happened now. You see, they call me, I'm the visa person. I don't know if you know that. So we went to Geneva, you know, over that Maloya Pass. And when we arrived, Duncan and I had to go to the traveling agent. And they said there is a lockout on the plane in Bombay. Did you not hear of that?
Rano, I think, was there also.
Yes, Rano was with us also.
She had to get the plane seats and all. Not the visa, but the plane tickets.
No, but you see, maybe she had to get, but the tickets we had already. But about Duncan and I always, she maybe had to go once, but Duncan and I were sent we said every few minutes to the terrorist day, and I always tried to find any excuse, but Baba had his work with it. And you see, she might have to go, but she usually had to stay with the girls. But so mostly Duncan and I went to these traveling agents, and they almost got crazy. They said, look, you know, what can we do? You can read it in the paper that you can't fly. And then Baba said, we must fly. And, you know, the money was getting short. And Gabe was always wanting so many things. She wanted hair net and hair dye, and I don't know what. But you see, it wasn't really her, because she was very nice. I almost got crazy about her, because I thought the money won't last. It's so expensive in this hotel. And in Hotel Cormama, it's just near the station in Geneva. And so I thought, what will I do if she goes on buying? And Baba said, you say, yes, you get it for her. But you see, he was wanting to make me... No, for her family, I don't know for what reason, but she always had wants. But usually she's so nice, but sometimes parties have that thing. They are a little bit in that way. They always want things. They have a little bit that knack, you know. But you see, I liked her because she was nice, but she drove me almost crazy. Everybody almost drove me crazy. That was so sad also, because Barbara was leaving, and yet he couldn't leave. And then after they said you could fly via Pakistan. But Pakistan had no legation or no consulate in Switzerland at the time. The Indian legation did the things, but that time it wasn't an embassy. And at that time I didn't know the ambassador. You know, I told you his son, I was nursing, I was going to cook for him in the lunatic asylum, this Mr. Velodi. So that time was a minister. Desai was at that time there. But I had gone the year before. You see now how important. I don't want to tell it because of me, but I only tell you how the connection comes. The year before, it was in 1951, Nehru came for the first time to Switzerland because his wife had died in Switzerland from lung disease. I said, look here, I have to have visas because they have to go back to India, and Bombay is the ground crew. It doesn't work. So they have to fly via Pakistan, and from there they can fly, because they could have, I think, flown somewhere else than Bombay. But from Switzerland, you could only fly to Bombay. So, or then they thought maybe till that time the strike is over. I don't know what reason Barbara really has behind it, how could we understand? So then they said, well, they must all come to Bern, you know, from Geneva. Oh, each person, each one who wants a visa must come. Now imagine Mera and Mani did maybe, but that time Mani was just as strict as Mera. You know, everybody was strict. And Korshet and, no, Korshet wasn't there at that time. No, Mani and Meru. And so I said, look here. And I talked, and I, then she said, oh, we can only give if you bring them all. And then I called back and I said, you give me this and this, lady. And I said, look here, it's not possible. You know me. I come with, and then I said Major Duncan, you know, because that major, you know, people are silly. They, for title, they bent down. So I said, Major Duncan, he was in the army in India, and he's also here with these people. But he wasn't going back. He was coming to my house afterwards and going to England and then go back to India afterwards. Then I asked this other person, and she said, oh, yes, Miss Bailey, yes, all right. You come with this Major Duncan, you bring us all our passports, and we give you all the visas. And so we went, and so to save money, because I thought money's getting short, I have my sister-in-law. I said, we come and have lunch with her. That's where Don and I are in front of the car with the dog. That was near opposite my brother's house. So we went to lunch there, not to spend money, because in Switzerland, outside, it's expensive. We went back and we had all the visas. Then they could fly via Pakistan and go get home that way.
Actually, though, then I didn't understand. You took Mara and Bob and them to see your mother in Malaysia.
Yes.
And then where else did you go and take them?
We went to the Borromean Islands. Oh, that's difficult. I have to give you on a map to show you, because I don't know it myself. Well, it's in the lake of Lago Maggiore, but I have a Swiss map. I can show you afterwards. Yes. Lago Maggiore, that is a lake of Locarno. This is, and at the upper end is Locarno, and at the lower end is Ponte Tresa and Stresa. And just off that is there are these Borromean Islands. Yes, or I don't know, we went a day or an afternoon. We went because that's something very, very nice. Yes, but then also we drove a little bit around the countryside, you know, around there, but not very far. No, we didn't go anywhere in Geneva. We stayed mostly in the hotel. We didn't see anything in there.
And then you didn't come in 62, did you? To that east-west gathering?
No, I never had enough money. But you see, I think if Baba would have wanted me to come, I would have been able to come, because later, even somebody said, oh, I'll give you the money, or I'll give you the money. But then you see, later when Baba wasn't there anymore, you see, I mean, now I accept it because I thought I should go. I felt it was time for me to go to Myrtle Beach and, you know, to travel even last year, because now I'm much better. That it was quite a risk. And if I hadn't been in Spain before, I probably wouldn't have been able to go.
Did you ever hear Baba say, tell you not to touch her?
Oh, no. No, never. He never said to me not to. Because I had to touch her when I, right. You know, when I put the blouse, or I had to, you can't... put the needles and all that unless you touch. Even I had to put my hand inside to put the needle so I didn't poke the needle in her. But one thing happened I think this was in Mehrabad. You know, I used, or somewhere in India or somewhere, I used to always sew something. And then when I wanted to tidy something very quickly, I put the things behind a cushion, you know. And then once Mera sat somewhere, and I had all, and she, I think she removed the cushion. She said, you know, my needles. Oh, yeah, I felt so bad. You know, she punched her hole. Then he poked her here. She screamed, but she wasn't upset in that way. You know, she knew I didn't do it on purpose. But I mean, I don't forget, because I felt so terrible that she was hurt by my needles, that I was careless, but that after that I never hit something behind. Because that habit I had already at home before. I used to, if I did something and I wanted to tie, I just pushed it behind a cushion. But you see, after that, I had this happened to me, I never did this again.
You know, Kitty told, as sometimes she would go to Baba and this is an excuse for something
yes.
She said, but, you know, Mara told me to do this.
Yes.
And Baba said, do you expect me to find fault with Mara?
Yes. Yes. No, but you see, that is because Mera didn't do anything with a bad intention.
Yeah.
So you see, how could Baba, because Mera obeyed every order from Baba, like nobody else. And still she kept her individuality. I mean, that's, you see, Baba, she, nobody had, has to obey so much and had undergone so much like Mera, but she obeyed without losing her personality. So Baba didn't, you see, Baba didn't crush you, even if he pushed you down maybe, but he pushed you up again. Like other people might push you down, but they don't lift you up again. And if Baba pushed you down or kick, you know, not he didn't kick you personally, but if he did, so mental kicks, or, you know, ticked you off very badly, he always lifted you up again. And you see, if anything happens, he said, now you forget about it, finished. But one thing which was very difficult was when Baba used to say, what do you think? You see, we used to sit around the first time. Maybe you have heard of that. And then he asked what you have dreamt and what you think. And then you had to be so careful to control that you didn't think anything silly when Baba asked you. But you know, it was also interesting. Baba used to tell us about Arjuna and about, you know, we had discussions on Krishna and many explanations on Nirvakalpa Samadhi and all many things like this. We used to even sit together. Kitty and Mani, I think, and some of you, yes, took it down on note. But, you know, there was always a little bit different. So, you see, if one person takes something, it's not that they want to tell lies or something, but they it's like if we see an accident now, if we would see an accident out here, we all would see a little bit different. We would put our own color on it. And that was also, that's why sometimes if some people say they have experienced this and they'll say, oh no, it was like this, you can't say it's wrong because they see it through different glasses.
Do you ever remember a time where there were some servants that were so fond of Baba that Mera actually, you know, they had to be told they couldn't, they had to be let go because, you know, they were just too fond, and that was Mera's role.
No, that I've never. I know somebody said something, but I have never known because I know that Lakshmi was with us for a long time and others, but I didn't see this. I don't know why people tell something. Some people, I also heard say that if Mera didn't like somebody, they had to go. But I don't. Only in one thing it was, but then that was her fault. It was, and still I was fond of her. I got on well, Korshet. Korshet, who was one of the girls, she had to go, but she really had a difficult, it was her own fault.
She didn't have any trouble with Mera. It was with others.
No, it was also, she troubled Mera also.
Mm. She
had, you know, but I got on very well with her.
Yeah, yeah.
But with others, she had a sort of, you know, I don't know what you could call, you know, sort of hit back at people or, you know, trick people or something. And I didn't notice this in Ken at all. And I didn't first notice, but afterwards I found. And you see, people said, well, if Mera didn't like somebody, they had to go. But I would object to that. I don't know. I never seen, when I was there, no servants had to leave.
No.
I didn't see any servant who had to leave because they got to follow me, that Mera was jealous like this. I mean, then Mera could have been first jealous on me. When in Ken, I was always next to Baba. And when Baba said I should be with her, and if you say she says that she talks of me and, you know, she feels that she could have been jealous of me. And when I was sewing Baba's coats and all that. So I think this is jealousy from people when they say something like this. I would object because, I mean, I've been 8 years there. And I have not seen any of this. But I have heard once somebody say that if somebody didn't, Mera didn't like somebody, they had to go. But I don't think that Baba would have even done that. No. I don't think that's just.
Did you say you had a rabbit of Mera also?
Yes, first, you know, when I was ill there in that cantonment house.
Yeah.
Once Baba came, of course, in the book they write that Baba bought it for Elizabeth, but it was like this. Elizabeth always used to pay for those animals. It was like this. So she bought them, but she couldn't look after them anyhow. So in a, in, it was a little cloth bag with little flowers on it. Baba came like this one evening when I was having this bad jaundice and this malaria. And he came in that room and he brought the rabbit and he said, look what I have. And I touched it like this. And then and every evening they put a cloth on my bed and the girls and Baba used to come and they play with, played on the... Yes, one white rabbit. And the other white rabbit came when I was there, when I said I wanted to be in seclusion, you know, with Dolly, with Adi's sister, in that hospital rooms when I stayed over there. And when I used to plant trees also outside and bring big stones from the field and, you know, even out the floor a bit because it was all washed out. And then I used to plant the same flower which I have here, Cosmea. Cosmos, I think they're called, yes. Then I put all the rubbish down first and then earth on top and then it would grow nicely. And you know, that I have to say with trees, the trees I used to plant. That one thing I have to say, I was allowed to go outside the compound and Rano to go out to Vishnu to say what to, for the marketing and I think Kitty, but otherwise nobody was allowed to go out except Norina, I think, for if they have to go down the hill. But otherwise we were not to go out. And I also in Lahore, when we were in that separate house, Baba allowed me to go for a walk every day. But of course, I wouldn't walk not near his house. I used to walk all alone. And you know, I think I must have been a bit of a crack that I used to always pick up screws and nails and you know, this for all these screws and things. But I don't know where, for what. I just picked them up. And I used to go for almost for over an hour for a walk in that model town. There was sort of like a canal there also. But then sometimes Baba used to, I think, but we were twice in Lahore before also. And then we were taken to that gardens, there's replica gardens of Kashmir, Shalimar Gardens, and the old fort in Lahore and all that we had seen. But that second time we were separate. And but Baba, I had the permission every day I could go out for a walk. And you know, once, I don't know if you had known that, once we were in Panchkani, and after I'd been so ill, and then Nilo told Baba that I think she should once have again live a little bit more in luxury and not with all this bunch of women and all that. And then I was put in a very nice hotel, and I couldn't walk first. I could even they had to serve me the meal on the balcony. And you know how I felt? Then I felt so bad. The others sitting on the floor eating out of a plate and sometimes cook in a pot here like this where you clean floors. I mean, it wasn't the same, but, you know, simple food or only one food a meal a day and so, and sleeping on the floor. And then I was in this luxury hotel and, you know, the boy used to bring, as soon as he heard me in the morning, the first cup of tea and then the second breakfast and then the bath, you know, they had no bath, they had to bring the bath. It was tubs, but they had to empty it again afterwards, not like real tubs. And, you know, all luxury. I don't now remember how that hotel's name was, but if I would see it, I would know it. And I could go for a walk. And once I was a little bit late and then I saw a big dog and I was so afraid it was a tiger because, you know, you could smell in Panchkani the wild animals, but they wouldn't come out in the daytime. And on the porch in the house where the girl said the tiger would sleep on the balcony at night, you know. And it was strange, but I got very quickly, I think I was 1, 2, or 3 weeks there, and you know, the waiter with the turban and the red thing like this, you know, like they have in India, stand behind me when I was eating, and always the piece almost fell down my fork because I wasn't used to having somebody stand, and I had real luxury, you know, like in Panchkani. So I was, you see, if we lived so simple, but if Baba feels that something is necessary for you, he won't mind to spend anything. But you see, I think it's not fair if people say that because of Mera, people had to go. I would object to that. This is, you know, because people, you see, we are all human beings and we all have jealousies.
But do you remember any sort of little touching incident of Mera and Baba together when you saw them together? Something that was so cute, you know, that showed their love for each other.
Well, it was just, you could see that every day when Mera put the food or when Mera combed Baba's hair. You know, how careful she was to keep every hair afterwards. And I mean, you see, it was so wonderful to see that love, but to see it was a love which was higher than anything else. But I didn't feel, because I think if I was allowed to wash Baba Singh's and do all this, how could Mera would have been, could have been jealous of me first? And because in Cannes, I was to do Baba's room, and I was so new. I was to cook Baba's food, and I didn't know about chapati, so I made some biscuits. They told me something, and I made some rye biscuits, something, you know, to try. But it was, and Baba said, oh, wonderful. But of course, it wasn't like, because I didn't know about chapati. They didn't, couldn't, also we didn't have the things for it. And, you know, and then as evening, every evening, sitting here and then there at that fireworks. I mean, Mera could have been jealous of me. Now I wonder anyhow the others didn't hate me, because you see I didn't realize that Baba favored me so much. But of course it was his work too, so because probably I was young and I was not sad, you know, I hadn't any worries or so, like some people escape to a master because they have lost their husband or they are sad or they have bad parents or they are unhappy in life. I wasn't unhappy. So probably you see that that's why probably he wanted me. I think he must have wanted me to come to India. Otherwise, he wouldn't have made this fuss, because later, you know, he stopped it. But that, you know, when I came to India, you know what that happened, then. When I was on the boat, you know, I traveled with Hedy, Helen, and Nadine. And luckily, Nadine was whisked off by the captain to the first class because she was Countess Tolstoy. Because otherwise, you would have been in one cabin with travel tourists down in the bottom, and it was hot. And then you see Helen tramping always her silk shirts in eucalyptus oil and hanging up by the thing and, you know, being difficult. And, you know, I always liked old people. There I was waiting 38. 20, no, I was 20, 21 and a half. But I mean, I was younger. In age, I was 18 or 16. I was naive. And, you know, I liked old ladies. I liked old ladies so much because my grandmother's died before I. So, but then you see, suddenly with these old women all wanting to teach me and to tell me what to do, and I was looking after Eddie, and then Nadine always saying if we had seasick, we are not spiritual, and Helen also, but they left us lying out on the deck chair, and if the Indian students looked after me, they thought this wasn't spiritual, but I hadn't anything. But I, and then Nadine wanted to whisk me off to the Europeans up there, to the first class, because they hadn't many young people, and I didn't want to go up there because I wanted to get to know the Indian students, because I thought if I go to India, I want to know, and there were whole families going home, and I didn't do anything wrong, and I had no flirts or anything, but just connect, you know, contact, because I felt that, oh, you shouldn't talk to dark people. I said, I was, you know, in Switzerland, we are not that way. We haven't got this color bar business like they had before. And I said, Baba, I'm going to India now. These are my friends, and I'm living with Indians, so I must get to know them. And I have known that feeling there. We are all Baba's family. And I had not, you know, we don't have in Switzerland these ideas, silly ideas. And then on the boat, there were these old women scolding me, you know, and on the tail, because I was gay, you know, I was so happy to go to Baba. First time to be on a big boat. And then, you know, then my fair hair and young and, you know, naive and all that. And the waiters, these Italian waiters, we were on this Conte Verde boat. And they used to always give me double portion, sweet and anything. And Helen was so jealous. She thought she has suffered so much. And there, this silly young girl. And she told me, how dare you go to a master? You have no spirituality in you at all and all that. But you see, I mean, it's for Baba to choose who he wants.
Nadine actually lived with
I don't know if she has been there or that, I can't say, but she has connection, and through that she got a bit deranged, and Baba helped her again to be more normal. That I can't tell if she has. I don't know if she met him in America or where she met, or that I can't tell you, because I won't tell something which I don't know the fact. But then you see on this boat, and then I wrote sent the cable to Baba. I have doubts, but you know, not doubts. For, oh, thank you. Not doubts for, you also thirsty.
Yeah, I'm going to bring the pitcher.
Well, put that water, because that is warm. Yeah. Bring some cold water.
Yes. It's the left tap. You mustn't forget to write in my guest book, because otherwise, suddenly.
Yeah.
Yes, and you know, so I wrote a cable to Baba that I had doubts, but not doubts in Baba, but doubts if I really was, worthy to go to Baba. Mm-hmm. And so Baba turned it around. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it was, I know now exactly why. But that time, you know, it was terrible. And this is the guest book you have, mustn't forget. And then, you know, when we arrived in Bombay, oh, it was so wonderful, the gate of Bombay and everything. And then Norina, you know, sort of sweeped, she came sweeping on the boat, you know, she had always this cape and she was such an imposing personality. And then she told me, and I think the Dada Chani family came in, and reporters were outside, and you know, they were photographing. And then Norina told me, Baba said, you can go, he doesn't mind to pay first class, you can go back with the next boat, you send a cable, you don't have doubts. I said, Norina, I have not doubts in Baba. I had doubts that I'm fit because these old ladies, they kill me. Or, I mean, I didn't say it exactly that way, but they were harassing me so much, you know. And then, and saying I was not spiritual, and I don't know what they thought that was spiritual. And then I said to Norina, now look here, you cabled to Baba, because that time they didn't have telephone, that I have come to India only for Baba, and I want to see Baba, and then he can send me back, I don't mind, but I have come to see Baba, and I want to see Baba, and I hope he will agree. And she sent the cable, and you know, I cried, and I would have liked to jump down on the pavement and, you know, kill myself almost. I was so sad. And yet it was so interesting. But, you know, I only still remember the policeman, so because they had an umbrella tied to their belt, you know, because it was hot. But otherwise, and I saw some cows on the floor and some people lying around like corpses, you know, sleeping on the street in the night. But I didn't see, I couldn't enjoy the driving around Bombay, you know, to see they drove. But I can't remember all that because I was so sad. Until the cable came, yes, you can come. And then I was so happy. But you see, Baba, that was a test, because Baba knew what I was in for in these 8 years, that I had to make up my mind completely. So he used my cable, you see, to so that I must decide. I mean, I was decided, but that I would have to decide 100%. And then the cable came, yes, you can come. And when I came to Ahmednagar, we came to that thing. We stopped in Pune. And then, you know, Kitty said, shh, Baba is already gone to sleep. We came late at night. And next morning we met Baba. It was so wonderful. But, you know, never one word was spoken, how long I would stay where I was. And no word anymore was said at all. But, you know, can you feel how I felt? But, you know, that is good. I feel those things, they are much more important than when Baba pampers you. I think when Baba is strict with you, it's much better for you than when he is so sweet and kind with you. But you know, when I think of all how he took care of us and everything, it's almost unbelievable. You can almost not think that, you see, that he can for each and everyone. He can think of each and everyone. But that from Bombay, because I think, of course, that comes also in my book, and that comes, I don't know if I've told it in one of the tapes or so, it might come. But I think that's quite important, because you see, Baba sometimes turn something, and you see, it might be that Baba might have turned something that people might have thought it came from Mera, but it was Baba doing some of his work. But I never think that Mera had a jealous nature or anything of that kind. I don't believe that.
No, she is very sweet.
No,
she is always sweet.
Yes.
Well, I think you must be tired now.
But if you have some more items.
I actually don't have any more questions on this.
Well then.
But I wanted to look through those letters and things. In Cairns, Irene says she stayed with Baba and the girls and the women in Caledonia. And when Baba used to be driven to Capodimonte by Elizabeth, I could come along in the car and then walk back. After Cairns, with the two dogs, Kippy and Canute, she traveled back to Switzerland. Elizabeth had gone to America, so Kippy stayed at her house until Elizabeth came to fetch her. At the beginning of 1938, letters came between India and Switzerland. Baba wanted
some of them, to come for 2 years to join the ashram in Mehrabad and renounce the world. So on the night of 15th to 16th, they left Venice on account of Verde for India and arrived in Bombay 10 days later. There we slowly learned the ways of ashram life, which was wonderful and at the same time very hard. Constant test for 24 hours. Baba was as loving as ever, but more impersonal, stricter than before. Whenever we thought we understood or got used to some things or ways of living, it was changed. So slowly we learned and accepted, but very hard for us, the ways of a master. Then once they moved to Mehrabad, she said, we sat around Baba in the afternoons or evenings, either in the girls' room or under the shed. Baba pointed out and explained many subjects on love and sanskars, etc. Baba would allow some of them to go down the hill and watch his work with the musts, especially Muhammad. She worked in, she sewed night dresses out of unbleached cotton for the sweeper woman, for the patients in the hospital at Mehrabad. And she sewed little garments for the babies also. Before the hospital, before we opened the hospital one evening, a small group came up the hill with a highly pregnant woman. We admitted her by Baba's permission. She was the first patient. But how wonderful for the hospital to start, instead of having an ill person, to have a woman who gave birth to a child. It was always a woman who gave birth to the avatar also. She stayed overnight and early morning the next day, just before 5, the little girl was born. It was such an easy birth, also natural, and at the same time like a wonderful miracle. The little girl with brown skin and pink skin on the inside of her little hands and pink soles of her feet happily resting in the arms of her mother. So many relatives used to, they admitted a lot of women with different kinds of disease. And they had to be careful because the relations who used to come with the patients would not give them the proper food, so they prevented them from getting well. The room was full, the beds under the beds, and sometimes the floor was covered with people. They had also contagious diseases, but none of us used to ever get infected, nor were the patients. At night, when I kept watch, I used to learn from an English pharmaceutical book. The doctor used to write the prescription, and then I had to... No, at nights when I kept watch, I used to learn from an English pharmaceutical book. The doctor used to write the prescriptions, and I had to mix the medicines. At the time, we did not just buy all the medicines ready-made. Nadine was the matron, but I had the keys to the cupboard in which we kept the poisons, which, when mixed in the proper proportion, became the medicine. It was a hard and wonderful time. The women were amazed that we Europeans would nurse them without pay, just to serve God and train in a selfless working. We did not feel that ways only. We felt lucky to work in Prabhupada's scheme. As soon as we were getting used to this kind of work and most probably got attached to it, the hospital was closed again after some months, and the blue bus was bought when they started the tours. And so in 52, Irene had no car, so that's why she hired the two cars. We drove via the Lake of Zurich, then the Lake of Zug and Lucerne, and over the Gotthard Pass to Bellinzona, and then to Locarno, to stay in the side valley of the village of Solduno. See, Baba, when he went to Maloja, her mother came over from Lenzerheide, that's Lenzerheide, where she was teaching summer school. After her father had died, her mother had gotten a job at summer school, and her mother was happy to meet Baba. In a nice hotel, Irene ordered lunch for Baba, only soft food, as Baba's jaw had been fractured. The two nephews were with them, the elder one, with them in Solduno. So Baba, when he left for the Geneva airport, they drove via Domodossola, Domodossola, and the Simplon Pass, Simplon, then to the Lake of Geneva. It was a wonderful drive. They stayed at the Hotel Cornavin. Letter from Mani, 17th December, 65. Hilu, Nargish Kotwal's daughter, Kate was allowed to come to Marizad for a couple of hours. It was a few days ago. Duncan has been to visit his Duncan has been to visit his family in England, and we expect him back mid-January. He is returning by ship. If you write to Dear Mara, do not mention family letter or my letter. 22nd February 1965, from Mani. Only Arnavaz and Khorshid will be here for beloved Baba's birthday this year. We only wish Baba was feeling better. We only wish Baba was feeling better. He is having so much pain now in the neck and shoulders. Although he has had this neck trouble for quite some time, it seemed to improve considerably after collar and other treatment by Dr. Ginde, one of the topmost neurosurgeons in India. But recently the pain has started again, worse than ever. Dr. Ginde is so devoted to Baba and offers his service in love and has been driving over from Bombay during the weekend to examine Baba. We pray his treatment will give relief. Begum Akhtar is coming to sing for the birthday function. Franny, Shireen, Dara were here yesterday for another visit, and they're so happy to be asked to come again on the 25th for Baba's birthday. Then they will visit again before leaving for Bombay.